When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, after we're off the air, B. Mitch and Finley will have Frankie Louvu. I believe he's going to be on at 12 p. That would be noon today. Mm. Frankie Louvu, my neighbor, lives right down the street from me. Good dude and a really good player. But Frankie Louvu will be on with B. Mitch and Finley at 12 p. All right. Do we have Coach Carbs?
We do.
All right. It's time to talk a little Caps hockey with Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing: you. Visit CFAOrtho.com.
Coach.
Coach.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. You know, I was hoping we would have you on like right after that Sabres game. We did the all cast. We brought all this positive mojo to you. Yep. You guys were then going on the road. You had the 11-game winning streak.
Yep. So now then, playing in Dallas is tough. They're good. And then Chicago. Now, you've told me many times, Coach, that it doesn't matter who you're playing. Mm-hmm. Doubter tells us this too. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Doesn't matter if you're playing Buffalo, last in their division. Doesn't matter if you're playing Columbus, last in the Metro. Doesn't matter if you're playing San Jose, who was, I believe, last when you played them and lost to them. Chicago, you know, one of the worst teams in the league record-wise. But if you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat. I mean, it's not like the NFL where the Ravens aren't going to lose to the Giants, right? Or the Eagles, they're not going to lose to the Panthers. Like, really good teams usually don't lose to really bad teams, but hockey's different.
Yeah, it's different because of the schedule and that, because there's 82 games, right?
Right, so right.
And the back-to-back part of it, but there's no excuse. Like, it didn't matter who we were playing yesterday for whatever reason, and we'll figure out why that was, but... it wasn't good.
So what? You also had a travel debacle. I know you don't want to blame it on that, but what happened travel-wise?
For some reason, the plane, we didn't have access to the plane after the game on Dallas, which was a last-minute change. So we ended up staying in Dallas and then traveled the day of to Chicago.
Oh, that's always, that'll really throw you.
You were pissed, weren't you?
No, I mean, that stuff happens. Listen, I've coached in... You should have seen some of the things that happened when you cut your teeth in the minors. Yeah. That I've showed up to games 30 minutes before the game started on a bus. I've showed up like right. you learn to deal with those things, and there's adversity, and that stuff happens all the time. So it's
Not that big a deal.
I guess every team has to deal with it. But traveling on this same day of the game, that sucks. But then you got off to a good start. I mean, you're up 2-0, end of one. You can kind of break down that.
And like, if you look at the period, it was not good.
There were
signs right away. We make two really good. Like, they give us the first one, the young defenseman on their team, sort of bobbled in his feet and turned it over, and Dubois scores. So we're up. Okay, let's see if we can find our footing now. And then Mangiapane made a great individual play on a one-on-one, beats a guy wide, which never happens in the NHL. And then so after that, you're like, okay, well, maybe we can find our game here in the second and third period, come in and regroup, but it never changed.
And then what happens in the third period when you guys allowed three? Were you guys tired?
It was really the same as the first two periods, so nothing really changed, to be honest with you. I know, like, they get rewarded, but they could have easily scored four in the second. Like, we killed 8 minutes. We get too many men penalties. Can't happen. Like, so there was all these different things. They could have easily – we could be talking this morning and we lose 4-2. They scored four times in the second. That wouldn't have shocked me if you go through the film and watch what took place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carbs – so tell me what your sort of routine is. So do you give them like a rah-rah speech, get them fired up before pregame? And then what do you do between periods? Like, you know, based on how it goes, you're either like, let's keep it going, or you're on their asses. And then I think you said this last year, maybe I'm wrong, but after a loss, and maybe especially after a tough loss, you try not to maybe say anything, and then you deal with it the next day because you don't want to get kind of caught up in the emotion of it. Is that?
Yeah.
Do I have that right? Yeah.
Yeah, you got that completely right. I it depends. In between periods is a feel thing, and we'll usually it's based on the how the game is going, how you feel the group is. Do they need to just some X's and O's stuff and make some adjustments? Do they just need, you know, nothing really at all and just tell them to keep going, or do they need something substantial to try to get their attention and get them invested emotionally into the game? And so last night was a little bit of both. There was various points where we tried to get them try to bring some life and understanding of the circumstances to the group. And then, you know, there was another point where it was, okay, let's just take a deep breath and relax and find a way to drum up some energy and play our game. And obviously neither worked.
So so after a loss like that, and you're just going to wait the next day, let things calm down, kind of figure it out in your mind. Like, do the players just sit there in silence, or do you have an assistant that goes in there? How's that work?
No, they just they're pros. They just move along and do everything that they need to do post game from a recovery standpoint. Then we get on the bus. Obviously, they're disappointed as well, and we'll get to work tomorrow on fixing the things that we need to fix. And it's a long year, and we know we got a lot of work to do. I mean, it's. If anybody thought that we were just going to cruise through this season and just, we got a long way to go and a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So this is not a shocking couple of games for us. We know it's going to be difficult, and we know we got a lot of work to do, and this group will be willing to put it in.
Well, like you said, it's a back-to-back thing. You had the schedule or the travel issue. You guys are still having a great season. You got 44 points. You forget about this and you focus on the next team, which is Carolina. All right, so you got a couple nights off before you face Carolina. Now they're legit. You're not playing a team that's last in the division anymore. So talk about prepping for Carolina. They've got three less points than you right now, right behind you in the Metro.
Yeah, we'll just take today and rest, recover, and then tomorrow we'll get back to work and probably like where we're at with things now is it'll be a heavy focus on us and what we need to do and getting back to some of the things structurally that that have started to slip and some of the habits that have started to slip, and so we'll get to work on those and make sure we're ready for Friday.
By the way, when Eric was talking about the Altcast, when you guys played Buffalo on Saturday night, we were in the studio and kind of just shooting the S with each other, but third period, we were certainly focused on that game. And that was obviously a good win. Kind of talk about that win on Saturday night against Buffalo, because Buffalo played you guys tough for most of that game, but you guys came up with some big ones there in the third period.
Yeah, I felt like I saw some of those highlights. That was awesome. You guys did that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, cool. I did. Yeah, I did. They had some like snippets on social media and that I watched. So that was awesome. Great job on that.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it was kind of nerve wracking because you don't want to piss off people. You don't really know what you're doing.
Thank God we had PK Subban for about 40 minutes.
He was great. Oh my God, nice. He was awesome.
Yeah, he's fantastic. That's awesome.
Talk about just kind of how that game developed towards in the third period.
Yeah, I felt like that game we, for whatever reason, just was a little bit off. And this has been a little bit too common for my liking of late, but we found ways to win when that was an example in that Buffalo game is didn't have our fastball and we're sort of just trying to grind through that game and made a couple big plays late to hang on and got a few big saves and a big goal late in the third period.
I felt like you were dominating puck possession, certainly in the first period, maybe the second period, maybe not as much, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, it just was that there's certain things that are easy, like not easy, but that we can identify when things aren't going well for our team and we're not doing the right things, sloppy with our puck play, some missed assignment stuff. And not that we're going to win every night. Like that's not realistic at all in this league. It's just, there's some things that we measure and we look at and I can tell the numbers usually check out when we're playing well, and when we're not, they not don't look good.
Yeah, there's a standard you have. I get it. Last question. That empty netter. Who had that empty netter? Do you remember?
Who had that? Was it Chich?
That was from super far away. To me, that looked difficult, even though it was an empty netter.
And I needed it.
You needed it for the puck line.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't talk about that. I can, but go ahead.
So when he spun and shot that, like it's a good shot, but these guys are so good. The odds of him making that are crazy high.
Oh, they were.
When there's no one around him. Yeah. When there's no one around him and he spun and he had time and looked at that. Not like it's not every time, but I would say there's probably. I'm going to throw this out here, and there is no way that you could validate this.
Yeah,
but I'm going to say there's like an 80, and probably a little bit higher, like an 85% chance of an NHL player putting that right in the net from
that
from
far
the top of our circles.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Real quick before we let you go, what is Carolina's strength?
So they are probably the easiest team to pre-scout in the National Hockey League. You know exactly what they're going to do in every situation. They've played the same under Rod Brind'Amour for years, and every player on their team does it to a T. So they are all about skating, puck pressure in all three zones. They get right up in your face, and it's just puck pressure, puck pressure, puck pressure. So when they don't have it, they just constantly are skating and pressuring you and trying to get it back. And when they have it, what they do is they just constantly are putting the puck behind you and then shooting it to the net every single time.
They take on the personality of their coach. Jason, I've told you before, I've sat behind them. I was in Carolina, whatever. Uh-huh. I said, I could get seat. That's a terrible arena. Look at dude.
Is Brind'Amour a good dude off ice?
He is, yeah. He is.
But he's a scary-looking dude, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just super intense, and he's got...
Yeah.
He's a great coach, and he's done a good job there.
But you're intense, too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Coach Carbs is intense, no doubt.
All right, you know what? Put this one behind you. Let's get a couple days rest, get a good practice in tomorrow, and let's get a win over Carolina. We'll talk to you next week, I believe.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Have a great week.
All right, thank you. You too,
all
Coach.
Right, bro.
Yep, happy holidays. Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Right, I like
Coach
talking.
Coach Carberry. Man. He is a good dude.
Couldn't you tell right when we got him on the show that he was pissed?
In the
first like 45 seconds, I could tell in his voice.
Of course.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Valdez, you say I have a Surfside. I'm trying to find. I'm not sure if you gave me the copy. I'm happy to do the read.
We'll move on to the next segment.
I mean, I didn't know about these.
Do you have it?
No, I got all my papers here. I don't think he ever gave it to me.
Okay.
I only had two.
All right.
We can fill while you print it out.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you want. Do you want to?
No.
All right. Well, just drink Surfside. It's 100 calories. No fizz. All that good stuff.
Negative.
You know, it's the hottest drink out there.
Yeah, we love Surfside. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mayor Bowser because there's a pretty big story that came out yesterday about the land that RFK is on is now probably going to be switched from federal government owned to the D.C. Government owning it.
It's like a critical step.
There's like a provision. She can explain it more. It's all way over my head, but she can explain it more. But it's a provision going into this bill that will give control of the land to the city, which would be huge for Josh Harris if he really wants to build a stadium there at RFK. So stay with us. Mayor Bowser next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.